So yesterday was the 40th day of the Easter season, and it is the most beautiful day when we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. We will liturgically this Sunday celebrate this most beautiful of solemnities, but today our psalm anticipates this wonderful feast that we'll celebrate on Sunday and was marked yesterday in terms of chronology. I've mentioned this before, but you're going to hear a lot of me, and you're going to hear me mention things time and time again in the years to come, thankfully. And one of the things that we understand, and this is taught by St. Augustine, is a principle of biblical interpretation. The New Testament is concealed in the Old, and the Old Testament is revealed by the New. And when we think about this particularly, we have to understand that we need to read the Bible, particularly the Old Testament, in two ways. We have to read it literally. What did the biblical authors mean when they were writing those texts? But here's the beautiful thing about the Scripture. It's all inspired by the Holy Spirit. And although the Old Testament author might have meant one thing, God the Holy Spirit knew that what he was writing would find its fulfillment in the person of Jesus Christ. And again, you've maybe heard this word before, that we have in the Old Testament what are called typologies, types, images, persons that point to Jesus. And so this is something that is fundamental when we read the Bible. And it's something that I know in my own life over these last years, and now reading the Bible as a Catholic Christian, I see these typologies everywhere in the Old Testament and see how they find their fulfillment in Christ. Well, today's psalm, Psalm 47, what a beautiful psalm this is, has this understanding of typology. Particularly this verse. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Now, what would this verse have meant literally for the Jewish people? Well, within Near Eastern cultures, whenever there was a celebration in the royal court, there would be these societies where the king would mount the dais. And as he went up, trumpets would sound. Now, for the Jewish people, this took on a particular expression in the ceremony that happened in the temple. When the Ark of the Covenant, which was the embodiment of the presence of God, went up to the temple. And so, what would happen? Trumpets would play. As the Ark of the Covenant went to the temple, and the people would say, God has gone up with a shout. In other words, there was a liturgical ceremony where the Ark of the Covenant was enthroned. So, that's how the Jewish people would have understood this literally. But what about when we understand it as a type? Well, we think about it now in relation to Jesus. God has gone up with a shout, literally. Jesus has ascended to heaven. And what instrument better represents the victory and the triumph of God than a trumpet? How many of you know Handel's Messiah? And if you know that piece well, you will know that in the Hallelujah chorus, what is the instrument that stands out? It is the trumpet. In the third part of Messiah, there is this amazing bass solo called The Trumpet Will Sound. And the trumpet solo in that is remarkable. And then you get to the final chorus, which is the Amen chorus. And what instrument is predominant? It is the trumpet. Handel knew what he was about when he set those particular pieces of music to a trumpet solo. Well, so too in this psalm, God has gone up, so let's sound the trumpets. And then in the very next verse, we have this beautiful phrase, sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises. Now, if you know the Psalter well, you'll know that the last psalm, Psalm 150, is all about praise. Everything is praising God, because Psalm 150 is an anticipation of heaven. And with Jesus going up to heaven in the Feast of the Assumption, of the Ascension, what makes better sense than to sing praises to God, sing praises to the King, sing praises. So what does this mean for us? When we read the Bible aright, we discover that there is this wonderful uniformity to the biblical witness, underscoring the providential plan of God. That's exactly what we understood from our reading from Acts today, that the tribunal really understood how significant Paul's words were. Gallio, the proconsul, he didn't get it. And Gallio is like the vast majority of people in Calgary today. They don't get it. But as it said in that passage, there are many people in the city of Corinth that are gods. There are many people in the city of Calgary who are gods, who do get it. And what we know is that these words, they're more important than anything, because it is these words that point to what is real. And so in our lives, when we experience times of personal struggle and doubt, when the circumstances of our life are overwhelming, kind of like Sosthenes being beaten by the tribunal, that's not a good scene. But when you are grounded, when you have a purpose, when you know what your life is for, we can then take to heart these words of Pope Leo the Great, who in an Ascension Day homily wrote the following. Oh, by the way, he was the Pope a really long time ago, from the year 440 to 461. And that's a cool thing about these words that we understand. We go over them time and time and time again because they're so amazing. And listen to what Pope Leo the Great said. As followers of Christ, we put unhesitating faith in what is not seen with the bodily eye. And we fix our desires on what is beyond sight. Such fidelity could never be born in our hearts, nor could anyone be justified by faith if our salvation lay only in what is visible. What is the most important dimension of the life of faith? It is the gift of the imagination. That's why the greatest music, the greatest art, the greatest literature always uses the imagination to point beyond this world and to sing with Psalm 47, God has gone up with a shout. For we do believe in a world that is beyond our visible sight. And that's why the Feast of the Ascension is so important. The resurrection was all about Jesus being in this world, being present to his apostles, to his disciples. The Ascension is all about the world that is to come. And where is that world portrayed? Everywhere, on the pages of the Holy Bible. It is this story that when we read it literally and spiritually governs our lives. This can allow us to hear Jesus' words, which in today's gospel speak of his impending death, but then look forward to his resurrection. And indeed, in this world, it's like we are in labor. It's like we are longing for heaven, which has been born in our hearts, for us to one day be born into the reality of heaven. Because of the resurrection and ascension of Jesus, we know that our sorrow, that labor pain, will indeed one day be turned to joy. And so in the words of today's collect, we can affirm, hear our prayers, O Lord, so that what was promised by the sanctifying power of your word may everywhere be accomplished through the working of the gospel And listen to this. And that all your adopted children may attain what the testimony of truth has foretold. What has the testimony of truth foretold? That Jesus has ascended to heaven. And one day, we will follow. Isn't that amazing news? That is great